The Aftira of Parshas Balak, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us through the Navi Micha, Ami, my nation, Zechar na, please remember, recall, add on to your Sheish Zechira, something very else important to remember. Ma Yo'atz Balak Melech Moav. What was Balak's advice? Ume Ano Isai Bilam Ben Ba'ar. And what was Bilam's response? Menashitim ara Gilgal, all the nisim which happened to you from Shitim to Gilgal, lema'an da'as sitkais Hashem. And you should know all the tremendous staka and chesed which Hashem has performed with you. The Gemara tells us on this pasuk that if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing something in the Bria, Klal Yisrael would have chas v'shalom come to an end. The Gemara tells us that Bilam was Yedea Das Elyon. He knew the moment, every morning, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel gets Bekaas. There's a Metzias in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in a fashion that Keil Zoyein B'chol Yoyim. There was a moment, Kavi Yochel, of anger every day. And Bilam knew how to pinpoint that moment and utilize it to give a klala. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a tremendous nace that in all those days when Bilam and Balak were plotting and trying to destroy Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow that moment of kas to take place. So it was a change in the Bria. As Isaac the Gemara on this pasuk, that's what this pasuk means to say when it says, remember the tremendous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would like to ask three questions on this Gemara, and a lot of what we're saying today is based on the Masifta Gemara. Question one. Why is there this midah of Keil Zayim B'chol Yoyim? What's that about? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria a moment of kas every day? Second question. Keil is Aleph and Lamed. Keil Zayim B'chol Yoyim. Well, actually, Aleph and Lamed is one of the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. Hashem Hashem Keil Racham Achanon. And if it's a Midah of Rachamim, why is that Midah the Midah of Zoyim L'chol Yoyim? It would seem, L'chaira, that you would not expect a Midah of Rachamim to also be having Kas B'chol Yoyim. And a third question, a very strong question, which many Mepharshim ask, is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu deems it necessary in the Bria for there to be a midah of kas every day. So why did that change for Bilam? Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu deal with Bilam in a different fashion? The mashal, Bilam will maybe just temporarily not know that moment of kas. Yedea das Elyon will stop working. Or maybe he'll get sick. Or maybe he'll lose his speech. Or perhaps, like the Gemara tells us afterwards, a story of Rabbi Shuv and Levi, who wanted to curse one of his neighbors for whatever reason, the Gemara discusses. And there is a siman, says the Gemara, in a rooster, or one could find a siman on his goof in the coloring, and he was staring and gazing, trying to catch that moment when the Gemara says one can recognize when the kas is. Kadosh Baruch made Rabbi Shuv and Levi fall asleep. So why didn't Hashem do the same thing to Bilam? Actually, I'll share with you something very cute and sweet. In the Sefer Talali Iris, he brings from the Sefer Hatzadik Rabbi Shlaima, which was a Sefer based on Rabbi Shlaima Bloch, who lived in Yerushalayim, who was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, who sought over many, many teachings of the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim once told Rabbi Shlaima Bloch, and he said he apologized, it wasn't really pshat, it was just a vart that the Chafetz Chaim said, like a vertel, like a Hasidish style vertel from the Chafetz Chaim, who said that even though it's not Pasha Pshah, it's just a really great point to say the following thing. Chazal asked, Kadosh Baruch Hu originally told Bilam not to go, and then he told him he could go, and then it says, Vayichar af Hashem b'Bilam ki hoylechu. And Rashi and Chazal and Mepharshim try to understand why is Hashem upset at Bilam if he actually told him afterwards he could go. So the Chafetz Chaim said, you know what Bilam was trying to do? Bilam was scared that Hashem was going to make him fall asleep at that moment. So Bilam, when it was getting close to that moment, decided to be active in order that Hashem shouldn't have him fall asleep. So he started to pace, he started to walk, started to get all hyper. Lahavdil, like the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, you try to keep him from sleeping, you have him standing on the cold floor. So Bilam, when it says Ki Hoylechu, it doesn't mean he was on his way. It means that Bilam was trying to stay awake. He was trying to outsmart Hashem by staying awake. So Chavetz Chaim, again, he said this isn't the pshat, but this is still a good vart. Vayichar af Hashem, Bilam Ki Hoylechu. Hashem was upset at Bilam that he was going, meaning that he was trying to keep going and going and being active and not fall asleep, as if to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, but why did Hashem actually not put Bilam to sleep? Why did he have to change the Bria? That's our third question. Before we begin to answer these questions, we need to, of course, point out that the Yad Ramah, Rabbeinu Meir Alevi, in Masechet Sanhedrin, and Daf Kufei, a contemporary of the Rambam, he writes that it's very important to note that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not really get angry. Like the Rambam himself writes in the first parak in the entire Sefer of the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, at the end of the parak, the Rambam writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not have a guf like us, and not masige guf, things which happen, the ups and downs, and all the events which a body goes through and a person goes through and the animal kingdom goes through does not apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no feelings. Ani Hashem lo shenisi. So when we say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu kas uratzain, what we mean to say is it's a mushal. Just like a melech basar adam, when he punishes it's because he's bekas. And when he rewards it's because he's beratzain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavi yochol, as if when he's rewarding, it seems he's berassing. And when he's punishing, it seems he's bakas. But of course, it's not true. I saw in the Lakutim on the Rambam, brings to the Maharai, who brings the Medrash Sheikh Hartoiv, who says, a Melech Basar Adam, when he is koyes, it's bakas. But HaKadosh Baruch, when he's koyes, it's berassing. And I was thinking, maybe, we know the Rambam tells us that there are two midas that one should not go in the middle of the road. One is more famous, in humility. Mo'ayin mo'ayin avishvah ruach. You should be extreme when it comes to humility. But the Rambam also writes in Hilchos Deos that when it comes to kas, to anger, one should be extreme in not getting angry. Don't go in the middle of the road. And a lot of mefarshim on that Rambam. The Rambam and other Rishonim write that one should act if he needs to discipline his children or whatever. If he needs to, he should act as if he's angry, but inside he shouldn't really be. So I was thinking that one who does that is actually going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being Mekayim V'Halachta B'Drachav, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ever really is angry. It just seems that way. And we're Mechalif to go the same way. So when we speak about this Kel Zayim Mechal Yayim, it's only, says Yad Ramah, it is only just for us to, you know, look at it a certain way, to understand as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing Klal Yisrael or punishing the world, whoever he's punishing. Well, it's a moment of punishment. But again, let's go back. What is this needed for? Why is this mahalach around in the Bria? So, first thing I want to share with you, just as an independent answer to the first two kashas, is there's a Sefer Chedushei HaMalbim al Hashas, which is a leakit from the Malbim on Tanakh and Kisveyad. And the Malbim writes on Sanhedrin Daf Kufei, B'shem, believe it or not, Hatzadik Micharkov. I assume he's referring to Moshe David Micharkov, the first Charkov of Rabbi, son of Rabbi Yisrael from Rizin, who said that the different Sviros and Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu complement each other. So the Mashal, if there would just be the Midah of Chesed, Chas V'Shalom, there would be too much love in the world, and there would be no restraints, no confines, then Chas V'Shalom, people would step out of boundaries. People would do terrible things just in the name of love. Like Chazal tell us the Mashal, I'll add, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that was expanding and expanding and expanding. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyer Bo'elama. He roared at the world to stop and said, die. And that made that the world stopped having this everlasting expansion. We need boundaries and confinement, and that keeps the world going. Elikim is chesed with Yud Kivavki. So, says the Tzadik Micharkov, the Malbim brings, that we have the Midah of Chesed, but the Midah of Gvura really complements the chesed, because if the chesed would just be on its own, it would be terrible. And he says that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this midah of kel zayim b'chol yom. Yes, kel is one of the yugil midas of rachamim, but that midah of rachamim allows that all the other midas should be tempered properly. And he says an amazing thing. That is why when those days of Bilam and Balak, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry in those days, kel zayim b'chol yom did not happen. So you know what ended up happening? There was too much love. And Bilam realized that kel zayim b'chol yom wasn't applying. He says, well, I have a backup plan. If there's no zayim b'chol yom, this is the moment the machshel klai Yisrael and the worst nus, and the worst nus that should ever been done in the world by any nation. Klai Yisrael fell. Because there was no moment of kas. There was no fear of, there was no yirah shamayim, there was no stopping. Because it was just all chesed in those days. And then someone showed me that Michtav Meliyo and Chelek Aleph also goes along this same Mahalach Ayin Shem. What about the other questions we asked? We asked another question. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he needed this in the Bria, why didn't he just put Bilam to sleep or give him temporary insanity? He shouldn't know that moment or he should be sick. Why did Hashem have to change the Bria? So, first of all, I saw the Alter von Kelm in Chochma Musar. Again, I found this in the Masifta Gemara. He brings two answers. One answer is, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show how much he loves Klal Yisrael. Hashem wanted to show Chiba Yisera. Rashi in the Parsha mentions in the Brachas that Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing Chiba Yisera. So part of the Chiba Yisera is, Bilam's going to stay awake. I'm not changing the Bria, but I'm going to do huge Nisan with him. I'm going to make that there won't be the Kel Zayim B'chol Yoyim. In addition, says Alter von Kelm, there is a known concept that the Aruch Chaim brings from the Zayar and Parshas Vayeshev, that the Bria, the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can instruct the Teva to go against man or not to go against man. But when man goes up against man, when a Baal Bechira goes up against someone else, then it's a little bit more challenging to Kavi Yochad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga, because someone has a choice, decides, he wants to go pull a gun on someone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that that is a little bit more of a challenging in the Bria. Ayin Sham, that explains, when the Aruch Chaim explains Yosef and his brothers, why they switched from the snakes killing him to them killing him, the other way around, says that Alter von Kelm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Klal Yisrael, I'm going to leave him a Baal Bechira, he's going to try to curse you, and still I control even the Baal Bechira out of love for you. In the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketana says another thing. We have a rule in Yiddishkeit, "Bederech she'adam roitz alelech malichan." I say, actually, if you look at the Gemara in Makkos, it is learned from three places, from Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. From Torah, it's learned from Bilam. Bilam insisted on going, "Bederech she'adam roitz alelech malichan." I say, however, Kadosh Baruch Hu will send subtle hints to dissuade the person, explaining he's going in the wrong way. Well, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi had a havamina to bump off his nasty neighbor by cursing him in that moment when the rooster changes color. That's the moment of Kadosh Baruch Hu's kel zayim b'chol yom. And Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi fall asleep. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi woke up and said, "Shma mino alav oirach aro." So not what Hashem wants me to do. He picked up on the message and changed his hashkafa. But Bilam was told not to go, and he still insisted on going. So Hashem's going to put him to sleep. That's not going to help him. He's going to keep going and going. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a whole different thing. This whole wonderful nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Because Hashem sends out a hint. You pick it up, good. If you're not going to pick it up, forget it. We're not even going to try with you. But I'd like to share with you one more mahalach on these kashas. Rabbi Reis and Abishas has a mahalach which encompasses all these questions. And he begins Kipshuta in Yaris Dvash in Jewish Vav. And he explains that Kel Zayim B'chol Yoyim is that moment when Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, unfortunately, there are people that need to be punished in the Bria. That's the Kel Zayim B'chol Yoyim. After the Mishpat every day, when Hashem finishes the Mishpat every morning, there is that moment when Kadosh Baruch Hu says, now I have to lash out Kavi Yochel and all those that need to be punished. That's the Kel Zayim B'chol Yoyim. There has to be Din V'Cheshbon in the Bria. But, he says, a tremendous Chiddush, why Bilam was not put to sleep. And listen to this. Chayra, we can ask a question. How do we look at the Asaris Yemei Tshuva? On one hand, they are the Yemei Hadin. From Rishon to Yom Kippur. Tluyim v'ayim in the Beinanim. They're being judged every single day till the end of Yom Kippur. On the other hand, we know that Yom Kippur, our day, Rishon to Yom Kippur, these 10 days, are days of Teshuvah, Tz'aka, and Rachamim. How do these two concepts, Yemei Hadin and Rachamim, work together? They're opposite concepts. So he explains with a mashal, he says, a judge, a supreme judge, who is filled with anger and is getting upset at people, people won't even bother trying to explain themselves in front of this judge. He's just in a bad mood. So if the judge wants to give people a fair trial and a fair chance, he has to be calm and listen to them and give them an opportunity to voice their side of the story. In addition, if he's angry, he might just say the wrong thing. He might give a wrong psak based on his mood. He has to be calm if he wants to be a fair judge. Now, of course, our Kaddish Baruch Hu can be fair no matter what. Our Kaddish Baruch Hu, Machusa da'ara, ke'ein Machusa da'rikia. Kaddish Baruch Hu wants that judges should learn from him. So our Kaddish Baruch Hu, b'shas ha'din, says the Rebbeinu Zinaibishitz, is never has the midah of kas. Again, we said kas is even just a kaviyachal. Doesn't even do it, doesn't even pretend to do it, doesn't even demonstrate it. The Shas Adin itself. And therefore, in the Asaris Yemei Tshuva, which are 10 days, which are filled with Din, Kaddish Baruch Hu, in those 10 days, will not have any Kas at all. Those 10 days, says the Rebbeinu Zinaibishitz, it's a huge Kaddish. I don't know how he can do this Kaddish. Pasuk says, V'keil Zayim B'chol Yoyim. Rebbeinu Zinaibishitz says, yes, but not in Asaris Yemei Tshuva. With his Kaya Chatayra, that's what he figured out. I'm sure he has a way to work out that pasuk. I don't really know. The Kel Zayim B'chol Yayim is not referring to Asaris Yemei Tshuva. Because in those 10 days, since those are days of Din, Kaddish Baruch Hu, those 10 days doesn't have Kel Zayim B'chol Yayim. Can't be. And that's why those days are days which are filled with Rachim. It doesn't go with what we said before. It's a different Mahalach. Those days are Yemei Chafetz, days of love, days which you can just calmly talk to Kaddish Baruch Hu, and Hashem will not get upset at you no matter what. You could just keep talking to him. This remains in Abishas again in Jewish Rav and Yaris Vash. If so, says the remains in a tremendous Chiddush. The Medrash Rabbah tells us that the battle of Sichon Melech HaMori took place on Chodesh Elul. Rav Yaris and Abishas finds a Chazal that the battle of Og Melech HaBashan also was in Elul. And if so, if Sichon and Og were both conquered in the month of Elul, well, the next story, the story of Bilam, takes place when? In Asaris Yemei Teshuva. In those 10 days. So when Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a tremendous chesed on the passing of Naftira, Ami Zacharna, L'man Dasik is Hashem, look what Hashem has done for you. No anger in those days. That's because in these 10 days Hashem never gets angry. So there was no change in the Bria. The nace was that Hashem, Ashkacha Pratis, arranged that Bilam shouldn't come too early, and Bilam shouldn't come too late. You know, I'm giving the shir a day late on after Shabbos. When I said this shir on Shabbos, someone came to me and says, "It's a Vayichar Hashem Bilam." So you have to say, "Yeah, that was Erev Rosh Hashanah or something like that, or 2 days before Rosh Hashanah." But the actual stories when it took place were in Aseres Yemei Teshuva, days that Kadosh Baruch Hu has no kas. So Ami Yischarna, that I arranged that it should come back in those days. So there was no change in the Bria. And just like Rav Yosef brings, Medrash says that the Sata in Yom Kippur is forced to be Meshabeach Klal Yisrael, because there's no Kas in those days, especially on Yom Kippur. So Bilam, the same thing. On these days when there's no Kas, Bilam wanted to go along and say bad things about Klal Yisrael, but he was forced to just praise us. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, has a Chavivus, Ami, Zacharna, remember, Leman Datsik says Hashem. Remember what Balak suggested. Remember what Bilam answered. Bilam said, Hashem's not angry these days. You brought me here. Bilam chap, didn't chap, whatever it is. This is what Hashem arranged. It wasn't going to happen. Because Hashem loves Klal Yisrael no matter what.